All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney. You're listening to Who's Talking. Habbo is to my right, and we are fortunate to have former UVA wide receiver, NFL standout, Billy McMullen. Billy, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys doing this season?
Hot dog. We finally made a direct connection on the line here. Thank you for your persistence on the phone there, Billy. Originally, we'd planned to have Billy in studio, but some things got in the way. We're going to bring Billy back in studio in a couple of weeks. Billy, let's get right to it because this is a short segment, and then we will carry you over the break. Just your general outlook on the team right now. What do you think of this? This is Mike London's third year. What are your thoughts?
The general outlook on the team this year, I think every year the teams are different, even if you have a lot of the same players coming back. And I know we got some key players coming back this year. And I believe from what I saw last year and what's going to happen this year, we have a lot of playmakers coming back. So the coaching staff with Coach London, Bill Lazor, a lot of the other guys, I think they got the team prepared for this weekend against the Spiders. And, you know, we're going to be a tough team. And we showed it last year. We're going to be a tough team to beat. I think we have learned a big experience last year from the Virginia Tech loss. I don't think we'll ever let that happen again. And we're going to be a tough team to beat, a tough team that won't make mistakes. And I think we'll be a better playmaking team this year also.
You know, I agree with the thought that this is a tough team to beat. The win down in Tallahassee was proof positive. I mean, they didn't get a break in that last 10 minutes of the regulation with the some of those crazy calls on the field. But
last 10 minutes, last 30 seconds.
And last 30 seconds, too. Looking at the playmakers, you got Darius Jennings at wide receiver. You've also got Tim Smith at the other wide receiver spot. You've got four interchangeable tight ends, according to Coach London. Apparently, Sean Moore is coaching the tight ends, which I think is kind of exciting. And you've got a veteran quarterback coming back. He's a junior with a lot of game experience, a lot of big game experience. How do you think this will manufacture, and can Virginia score more than 23, 24 points a game?
You know, actually, I think we're going to be a little more potent in the pass game this year. Tim Smith was one of my favorites last year. I thought he was a big-time playmaker. If he becomes a little more consistent at everything he does, then he can really, I think, with that complimentary receiver on the other end, Jennings, I think he can be a top ACC player. And then you've got Michael Rocco, man, that showed a lot last year. He showed a lot of poise and big games when situations weren't in his favor. He still held his poise, still went out there, even when some of the points were leaning in the opposing team's favor, and he went out there and still performed well. And then you got Perry Jones in the backfield, which I believe, and I think I heard this earlier on the show, that he has some of the best hands on the team. I mean, that's just a triple threat, you know, running, blocking, and catching. So, and also passing. I think he threw a touchdown pass last year.
So it's an
awesome combination. I think the biggest factor is always on the offensive line, and I think we have some of the best offensive line in ACC, starting with Morgan Moses. And I think the guy's going to be a little more potent this year. We're a little more experienced. We lost Chris Byrd in the receiver position, but we got some big-time, get-down-the-field receivers on the outside.
Billy, this is Billy McMullen, former star wide receiver with Virginia. He's visiting with us. Billy, if it's okay with you, I think we'll maybe carry you over because we had a hard break here at the top of the hour. We got a lot of questions to ask you, so if you'll be patient with us and the listeners will be patient, we'll return after the top of the hour break with former Virginia star Billy McMullen, and we'll also have Chris Horn and Dr. Jody Smith in the second half hour. So stay tuned. We will return after these messages.